I was actually just moving rooms, and I had a pile of clothes in my hand, and when I was walking out of my room, the quake happened, and I dropped everything, ran to the street, and we pretty much, we just stood there holding each other for a while, and then people started talking about tsunami very quickly, because we're on an island, so we ran up a hill, and we had to stay there for the night. And no one really came to help us, and there were so many people injured and dead, and there wasn't really anyone that came.
So how long did this go on for? How long were you there before no help came?
Well, we stayed there all night, and at one stage people were screaming for a doctor, and there were still shakes going on. And I went over, and there was a little boy, and all of his family were praying and chanting, and he had a little bit of a pulse, and I checked his pupils, and he wasn't gonna make it. So I just called for his mum to come over, and then I just said, all you can do is hold his hands. So we all sat, and then there was still more aftershocks, and it was so dark because on top of this hill and all of the lights had gone out of the island, and there was a lot of people injured that were on the hill, but I mean there was so many people still under rubble. This is on the island, under rubble, and everyone was scared to leave the hill to go down, and we just stayed there all night until the morning, and then when the sun came up a bit, we went down and we could see how badly hit the island was. So we just packed a really small bag. I grabbed my passport out of my room, but my bedroom, all of the plaster had come off the walls, and then it was still standing, but I had to just run in, grab something, run out. And then I was really lucky because one of my friends has some businesses on the island, so she got us a small speedboat, and she put her daughter and her staff on the boat, and we made it to Lombok quite early, but everybody else was stuck on the island for 2 days, some people 2 days, and there was no water, no food, and there was no information, and it was pretty slow to get people off.
It sounds so absolutely terrifying. So you witnessed people die around you, and you witness people get injured. It sounds terrifying.
When we got back to the beach to try and get a boat, there was actually some Western people. I imagine that they were tourists, and they'd set up an emergency tent. Not a tent, just an area in the sand where they were treating people on sunbeds. And then next to that, there was at least 12 bodies that they'd wrapped up, and tourists were just screaming, people were fighting, everyone was just wanted to get off the island, and there was not enough boats, and it was just a disaster. It was a complete disaster.
Was it absolute panic, just people trying to escape?
Yeah, it was chaos. And then some of my friends weren't as lucky as me, and they stayed, and some people were even trying to stay to try and help or whatever, and the island very quickly ran out of water and food, and then there was no one to come and take them off. But when I got to Lombok, I was staying in my friend's villa in Sengigi, but we all slept outside because we were still scared that there would be another one and everything would fall down on us. So she took in quite a lot of people, and she had food and water and stuff, so we got to stay there. But around us, all of my friends, all of my neighbours who are local to Lombok, they've all lost their houses, and there's a lot of children, and they have nothing. And there's a lot of people raising money to bring stuff to the places, because the aid is just not getting everywhere at the moment. And then my best friend who owns that villa that I stayed in, she was driving close to a place called Bantal where today's earthquake went off, and she's coming to Bali tomorrow.
How much devastation has it caused then? You're saying there that you know a lot of people who have been left homeless.
It's pretty much, so it's most of the quakes are in North Lombok, but it's everywhere, like almost everyone in North Lombok is now homeless. But I don't know the exact figures, but I think I read somewhere it was like more than 20,000 people. And they have nothing. And I think because of the quake that happened last week, a lot of the aid workers and people are in the Sembilan area, which is right up in North Lombok. But now the next big one that I experienced has now left another half of the island devastated, and stuff's just not getting to them quick enough. They don't have food, they don't have water, they don't have electricity. They're sleeping just outside. And I have a feeling that the one that just happened a few hours ago has now collapsed the main hospital in Mataram.
So aid needs to get there very quickly.
Yeah, very quickly. They really have nothing. They've lost everything. A lot of people are dead. I think the figures now are over 300, but I would say you could probably double that from what I've seen, because there's people still trapped.
You're originally from County Donegal, but you've been living in Indonesia for quite a while.
Yeah, I came here for the first time 5 years ago, and I just fell in love with the place, and the people are so nice, and they take you in, and they just love having tourists come, and they do anything for you. And I even feel so guilty being in Bali, but it was just so terrifying. Like, I've never been more frightened in my life, and I needed to sleep without thinking that the roof was going to come down on my head. And so I left yesterday afternoon.
So you're in Bali now. How far away is that from the epicentre of the earthquake?
Bali is about 30 minutes on the plane. It's like half an hour plane ride. And we got here yesterday, and people are just on holiday. You know, we're all quite traumatised, and everyone's just on holiday, going to restaurants, like swimming in pools and stuff, and it just seems like, I'm sure people care, but I just don't know how life can go on as normal when there's such devastation next door.
Is it almost like the people you're seeing in holidays in Bali, do they not realise how much devastation this has caused?
I don't really know. I mean, we've just, since we got here, we've just tried to stay inside, because every noise that you hear, every like motorbike that goes past kind of feels like could be another earthquake or something. I don't know, it's just a bit scary. So we've just stayed inside, and I don't really know what people are thinking when they can just get on with it, and it's so close.
And as you said, you've been going to Indonesia over the last 5 years, and you've been there now for 4 months. But people there must be pretty used to earthquakes. But had you ever seen anything like this one?
No one I know has ever experienced anything like it. It's completely new. I mean, we're in what's called the Ring of Fire. There's a lot of volcanoes and stuff, but they've never seen. And apparently, maybe 30 years ago, there was something similar, but it didn't cause anywhere near the destruction it has done. I mean, the people over there are quite poor. They get on with it. They have enough, but their houses are built like shacks. So when the earthquake hit, everything collapsed, and if anybody was inside, they're gone.
And there has been strong tremors since the earthquake on Sunday. Are they causing a lot of panic now as well?
Yeah, I mean, we were sleeping outside, I think 2 nights ago, and there was a small one, and, you know, I sat up, like we were sleeping on the ground outside, and I sat up and I really freaked out, and then I just was like, right, it was just an aftershock, it's fine. So we lay back down, and I think in another hour there was a really big one, and all of us who were sleeping outside the villa just ran out into the street, and we were all screaming. And then, you know, I hadn't slept in days.
Do you feel you're in Bali now? Do you feel, I suppose, lucky to be alive?
Yeah. I think after I saw the little boy, I just sort of switched off. But we also tried to bring a man to hospital. I think he was having a heart attack, and we took him on our boat. And then there was no ambulances. Like, there's no ambulance. Like, the people that had set the emergency tent up carried this man and put him on our boat, and I put him in the recovery position, and we took him to the harbour in Lombok, and I was expecting that someone had contacted an ambulance or something. And when we got there, there was nothing, and I asked, and they said there was no ambulances and the hospital's full. So we put him in our car, and with his wife and his daughter and their tourists, and the rest of their family with children were left on the island, and they had nothing. And we brought them to clinics, and the clinics were all closed or fallen down, and we got him somewhere, and I think he died about an hour later. So they're tourists here, and they're having to deal with, first of all, the trauma of being in an earthquake, being separated, their kids were traumatized, and now having to deal with bringing a body home to America. The local people there, everyone knows at least one or 10 or more, or whole villages are dead or injured, and they're injured and there's no one to look after them.
So what happens for you next? Do you plan to come home, or are you going to plan to stay there?
Not really sure. We kind of just came to Bali to gather our thoughts. I don't really... In the beginning, when I was so scared, I wanted to go home, but I'm also a nurse, and my mum will hate me for saying this, but I feel that I kind of have to go back and help people, but at the same time, I'm not going to go back until there hasn't been an earthquake in a couple of days. I just feel so bad for the people that are on the ground over there, and they're trying so hard, and then today again they've been hit.